ended up throwing that pass against Iowa that you were hurt bad? Could you tell?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever have a pain like that?
Not really. It just felt kind of like, because you heard and felt a pop in your leg. It felt like a tree branch was breaking in your leg. And I, at first, I just thought I broke my leg. And I thought somebody hit me. But, I mean, as they laid me down and told me, it was kind of a shock because I didn't, that's not a familiar injury to young football players. So it was tough, but I think I responded well to it.
Did it soften the blow at all that it came on a game-winning touchdown pass to beat Iowa again?
Yeah, a little bit. But at the same time, it's always tough when you get an injury like that and be out for so long.
You know, I asked you this last year about the Iowa, I don't want to say dominance, but it's getting to the point where Iowa fans, just they don't have an extra reason. I mean,
yeah.
How do you explain?
I don't know. I think we always have tight games with them, and luckily we've been able to come out on top the past couple years.
Do you think it ever becomes mental? Like, you guys just assume you're going to win and they assume they're going to lose? Or
maybe. I don't know. I think if you don't go into every game assuming you're going to win, I question your preparation. But I think we expect to win every game, so I don't know if that's it.
Do you ever feel you're underrated with all the Denard Robinson hype and all the other? Does that even?
Not really. I don't really pay attention to much of that. I think I'm more focused on my team and myself than what's on TV and what's getting written about.
The weird thing, it seemed like after you got hurt last year, the biggest difference was actually the defense. What do you think accounted for that, or was just your injury that much of a blow to the entire team that it kind of just sent
maybe
down?
I don't know. Talking to some of the guys, maybe they just thought it was tough not having me out there, just in the team atmosphere, and I think they had a lot of confidence in me, and they maybe didn't have as much confidence as the other guys. So I don't know if they try to do too much on defense, and that's what ended up happening, but I can't really give it a perfect answer for that.
Seems like the quarterbacks behind you, you got a lot of talent there at that position. Obviously, you're the guy, but how much does it help to kind of have some guys behind you like that?
Yeah, it helps a lot. I think the past couple of years, no quarterback in our offense has made it the whole year without missing a start. So the backup has to be ready at all times.
How much does it help your game knowing that if the play breaks down with your leg, you can do a lot?
Yeah, it helps a lot. I think that was always kind of my safety net. But this year I want to kind of rely more on my arm and check the ball down or throw it away rather than running.
Is that kind of the natural evolution as a quarterback?
Yeah.
That's the next stage for you?
Yeah.
I know after that Iowa game, a lot of those guys were talking about just chasing you around.
Right.
Just kill them. I mean, could you see that they were getting...
Yeah, towards the end of the game, you saw them kind of breathing hard and kind of we had them on the ropes a little bit. So you definitely could see that wore on them.
There'd be like a 3rd and 8 and you run for 9. It just seems like that breaks the defense.
Right.
So bad.
Yeah. I think that's, especially with an athletic quarterback, if you can make plays on 3rd down to kind of demoralize the defense, that helps a lot.
So you said Coach Walker would recruit you as an athlete to begin with?
Right.
What other position would you have played at? You're not playing
wide receiver, probably D-back or something like that.
But you wanted to play quarterback.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
You think the fact, what are you, about 6'1", 6 feet?
Yeah, 6 feet.
You think that's part of what people may be waiting?
Probably, yeah. I mean, as a short quarterback, that's probably what people think, but I think I've proved that I can make a lot of plays from the pocket.
And I know that will probably not to jump ahead, but that will probably be something that comes up when you go to look at the next level.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm not going to ignore the fact that I'm 4 inches shorter than the prototype, but I'm not really worried about that right now.
I got an Iowa fan of mine, thought you were a senior last year, and I told him you're back for another year, and he was not happy. I mean, you got to hear stuff like that, that's got to make you feel
good. Yeah,
yeah. That guy just kills us.
Yeah, that's funny.
Came in the game before, the year before,
right.
And really just seemed to affect their defense.
Yeah, I mean, I've ended up playing pretty well against them the past couple years, so... I mean, now I look forward to playing them again.
You grew up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Did they recruit you at all, Iowa? Because they recruit pretty hard.
A little bit. Not really.
Not really.
I got a couple letters, but nothing too serious. No problem.
With the rehab that you've gone through, just how would you describe the progress from, like, when you first had operation during your Achilles up to now and just how that's gone? Has it gone the way you were hoping it would? Or?
Yeah, I think there's ups and downs, but I think the beginning part of the rehab is more get the motion back, getting the scar tissue out of there. Now it's just kind of building strength more than anything else.
One thing that Coach Cheryl, and you were just even touching on a little bit here earlier, is relying more on your arm and maybe being a little bit more of, I guess, having more versatility if you will, as a quarterback. Is that something that you were kind of hoping to accomplish anyway going into this year?
Yeah.
Before the injury.
Right, yeah. I think as the evolution as a quarterback, you want to stay in the pocket. You want to make plays from the pocket and manage the game from the pocket. So I think that's, like I said before, it could be a blessing in disguise to me for this injury.
How good can you guys be offensively? I know you've gone to bowl games, and
right.
Last year you guys found a way to go to a bowl game, even though you got hurt near the end of the season. But if things do click, how good can you guys be?
Yeah, I think we'll be really good. I think we got a lot of guys back that can make a lot of plays, and we feel like we've always been the only one that could stop us. So, we're really excited.
And then how about the two weapons, I guess you had, Jeremy and then Drake? Just what do they provide to you, and just what do they do to make that offense go?
Right, I think the inside guys really drive our offense, kind of gutting defenses, and they just know what they're doing. They're veteran guys who've been around for a long time, and they know where to go, they know where to be, they know the little things to do right to be successful.